Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello and welcome, welcome and welcome. I am so excited to have everybody on this call. The response and the turnout for everyone for our very first Aware Show teleseminar call of this year is enormous. The response is incredible. So I so am just deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for you all being on the call. We're going to set a little bit of intention here so that we can get our intention organized and set for this specific call. Just by showing up on this call, you have already begun whatever it is that you intended to be here with. If you're just here to listen, know that this is a very intensely energized call. So the frequency here that you're matching, the vibration here that you're coming in on is so high and so aligned and so perfect, and you're going to see that unveil throughout the call. I pulled some angel cards before the call today, and I wanted to kind of bring those in for this intention that I'm going to set right now. So I just ask everybody who's on this call right now, we have almost 1,000 people on this call. I want to ask you to sit, if you are in a seated position, ground, say hello to the inside of your head, inside of your head, to get right inside, just to pull your energy in from anywhere else that might be right now, if it's in the past, if it's in the future, if it's on the freeway, if it's just pull it in right now, wherever you are listening to this call, and ground into your body, connect, and be aware of what's around you. The energy, the frequency, the intention, the people, the alignments that have happened in order for this call series to come about is the highest I've ever felt it. And this is the 7th season of the Aware Show Teleseminar Series, and this is the most aligned energy I have ever felt. And I am so grateful to all of you for being on. So I'm going to ask you right now to let go of any stress that you might see in your life that appears an illusion of stress, because that's all it is. It's an illusion of stress. And to let that go right now and allow yourself to be free in this moment from that stress so that you can allow yourself to feel in this moment right here in present time. And you allow yourself to express all of that freedom that you have and be creative with the solutions that you come up with for your own life. Because right now is the most critical time in history to decide what it is that you want, what your intentions are, and your commitment to that freedom. Now is that time to decide that. I have interviewed so many incredible new thought leaders, incredible people in this personal development, new thought industry that say that this is the most critical time in history. So whatever it is that you're doing, if you want to write a book, if you're an energy healer, if you have, if you're stuck in a relationship or a job that you're, I've read all of your questions. We have hundreds and hundreds of questions coming in for Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's going to be on this call. Whatever it is, wherever you are right now in your life, know that there are possibilities. And that's the whole point of everything I've ever done with the Aware Show for the past 12 years, is to open people's minds to the portal of possibilities that are out there, that are available to you. But it all has to start with one person, and it's you. No one outside of you, although these great thought leaders that we have on are going to help you and expose you to all these great new tools, you are ultimately the one that needs to decide what it is that you want. And So I before the call, I pulled some cards, some angel cards for the call that opened up the energy for the call, and they were beautiful. So that meditation I was just doing, was to those angel cards. And the cards were let go, freedom, creative expression, energy healing, and books. I love that, because this is how you connect with your life purpose, is by understanding that we have these tools, these freedoms available to us. So they basically provide the energetic background for this entire call. So now I want to do one more thing with your intention, okay? So we're going to get to Dr. Wayne Dyer in just a second. He is joining us live on this call from Maui, Hawaii in just a second. But before he gets on with all of his wisdom, I want you to be able to set your intention right now. So I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine a gold triangle. And that gold triangle is in front of you, up above your head, about maybe 2 feet above your head. And I just want you to imagine that triangle. And the triangle does not have hard edges. It has bright edges. It's glowing beyond its parameter. It's actually overflowing, that triangle, with this gold energy, with this gold light. It is overflowing with the gold energy. Now, inside that triangle, I would like you to place your intention. Inside that triangle. Now, if you don't know what your intention is, I want you to place in that triangle the feeling that you want from the intention. Do you want clarity? Do you want love? Do you want abundance? Do you want connection? Do you want all of that? Do you want freedom? Looking at your questions that are coming in, they come from wanting to heal other people, daughters, loved ones, relationships, businesses. So this is all that I want you to set in there. I want you to set in there the intention of what it is that you want to create for your life, or what it is you want to create for this call, what it is that you want in this particular call. And so get very, very clear about that. And specifically, when do you want it? Do you want this to happen in a quantum time frame, where it could happen at any time, where it could happen simultaneously to other things that you're creating? This is one of the things we're going to talk today about Wayne. He really is amazing with creating in parallel universes. He and Deepak Chopra were the ones that taught me what it's like to do this. And I've been experimenting with this for a couple of years about parallel universes and how to create within those parallel universe time frames. And I remember I was in an interview with Deepak Chopra on one of my radio shows here in Los Angeles, and he was saying to me, it was an interview about superheroes. He and his son, Gautam Chopra, had just written a book about superheroes, and he was talking about quantum reality. And what reality do you want to create for yourself? And he said to me, Lisa, what if you were to be a superhero, who would you be? What superhero would you be? And I said, I'd like to be able to be in multiple places at once. And he said, well, you can. And I said, well, how do I do that? And he said, well, look, I'm doing it right now. I'm in multiple places at this very moment. He was on the radio with me, sitting in front of me, talking to me. And at the same time, other things were being created at the same time around him. And that's the way that he set things up. That's the way that he creates his reality. Wayne does the same thing. He lives in a parallel universe philosophy, and it's mostly because of what he has learned. Well, lately, he's been, of course, studying the I Am discourses, and he's been touring with a woman by the name of Anita Morjani, and Anita's book is on our special offer, and he has been touring with Anita, talking all about the near-death experiences, which opens up the whole conversation for a parallel universe. Wayne is on the line right now, ready to join us. There he is, Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Hi, Lisa.
There you are. How are you?
I'm here. I've been listening to you. I've been on for a long time, been waiting for you.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Here we are. How are you?
I am great. I am fabulous.
I'm in two different places in the same time right now.
It was like, where's Waldo? Where's Wayne? You are right here. So you remember what I was just talking about this. I have so many, there are so many questions. I got to tell you, there's over 1,000 people on the call right now that we're representing over, I would say, 30 different countries right now and all on live. So welcome to your audience. It's it's highly anticipated for you to be on the call. So let me ask you real quick about a conversation that we started a little while ago that we've been continuing on radio about parallel universes. Now, I'm going to dive right in with you because you have opened my universe to what it means to create in multiple levels. And you've been doing this ever since, gosh, probably ever since you were born without knowing it. But specifically in the last couple of years, you've been talking about this. And I know specifically you just have a birthday. So that's one thing that you're doing is you're creating youthing in a parallel way, aren't you? Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. The best way to explain it is to understand what our capacities are is to look at what we are able to do for one third of our life when we're in our dream state, when we're sleeping. I mean, I had a dream the other day that my wife was in the car in a van that we had maybe 25 years ago. And she had all of our five youngest children all were in that van, and so they were like 8 and 6 and 4 and 2 and you know, just all little babies and young little girls. And in the dream, I was in the house, and she was honking the horn for me to come out. And on the way out there, I was talking to each one of those children that are in this age that they are now. Sky, who is now 30, I said something to her. Serena was there. I reached into my pocket. I gave her $100 because she had to go someplace. My son was there. And all of these people were from 20 to 30. And then I walked through the door and into the van. I got into the van, and there I was with the same children, only they were just little babies.
Mm.
And you know, all of it made perfect sense to me, you know, in the dream. You know, it's like so that in our dream state, the only way that I knew that I was dreaming is when I awoke. And the only way that you'll know that you're dreaming about the limitations of this world that you're in is if you awaken from this dream. So that was what I was living right then in that moment, was this parallel universe. And I woke up and I got up. And I had to get out of bed because I was just so fascinated by this. And I went and I just sat down, and I was just contemplating, my God, what did I just do? I just went from someone who was 25 years old to being 5 years old, all in the same dream, all at the same moment, and there was no time. And if you read Anita's book, Dying to Be Me, which, as you say, is a part of this wonderful offer that you're making here today, which is an unbelievably beautiful price as well. The possibilities of being able to get outside of this reality that we find ourselves in, and with all of its restrictions and all of our belief that that our senses are the thing that determine our reality. That's what we've come to expect. You know, William Blake had this wonderful line in one of his poems. You know, he said, you know, explaining that the idea that he said, when we see with, not through the eye, we are all led to believe a lie, he said, when we see with, not through the eye, which was born in a night to perish in a night, while the soul slept in beams of light. And that line makes so much sense to me, because we have a tendency to believe that everything we see with our eyes is what our reality is. But as he points out in the poem, our eyes, our senses, our physical apparatus was born in a night to perish in a night. If you see through the eye, then you see from the place of the soul. And the soul is the part of us that is infinite. When infinite means it never begins, it never ends, it doesn't stop any place, it's not finite, it's infinite. And that place, when we get to that place and are able to do that, we can create all of the multiple realities that we want. We can create any reality for ourselves at any moment.
There's a you talk once about manifesting something from a dream state and then just having it show up. And the questions that are coming in are all about people in a lot of pain. The one person in particular, Georgette from Texas, is asking about, she loves you, loves the show, everything that you have she's read, but yet her husband and children are always so negative. And every time she comes out of this blissful state of listening to you on a call or one of your CDs or reading your books, comes back into an environment where there's negative languaging, people couldn't possibly understand. And there's many, many different questions around this at people's work or their own
Let's take Georgette, because the whole idea, you know, one of the things I'm always reminded of when they speak about Jesus, they said that when he would go into a village, just his presence in the village and nothing more would elevate the consciousness of everyone in the village. So you have a chance to be Christ-like. And to be Christ-like really means to be a person who raises the consciousness of those around you. You know, Patanjali put it this, he said, when you are steadfast means you never slip, that the only thing you have to give away is love. When you are steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm directed towards yourself and others, that all living creatures will cease to feel fear in your presence. So you have the ability, the capacity, to be a person who, no matter what it is that you see your children or your husband or your neighbors or the world or whatever doing, that you do nothing but just give love away. That's all you have to do. That's all you. And it's not because you're such a transcendental being. It's because that's all you have inside of you. You have just decided that that's what you're going to be. So then, when you encounter these kind of people, I don't know if I talked about this on a show with you, Lisa, but it was a very interesting example of this. I was someone recognized me, and I brought them up to my place here on Maui. And I gave them a book, and I gave them a copy of a movie that I had done called The Shift. And I just signed, that's what I always do, and I just signed, and I was talking to them. And I said, Portia de Rossi is in the film. And she said, and I said, do you know who Portia de Rossi is? And she said, no. I said, well, she's married to Ellen DeGeneres. And I said, I was honored to be asked to marry them, so I performed the marriage ceremony for the two of them. And she looked at me and she said, and you're all right with that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was her reaction to
it.
So now, of course, this is very relevant just in terms of what the president has just come out saying and so on.
Right.
All over the news and everything.
Right.
And so now there was a time when she said something like that I would go into a rant. And I would just give a long lecture, and I would explain, you know, I mean, I would say, you know, who are you or who are any of us to say what somebody else does this with their own private life, and if somebody loves somebody else, it doesn't change anybody's life, and it's like we have to blah, blah, blah. I would go on and give the whole long reasoning why for the way that I was thinking. But I didn't do that anymore, because that's not who I am any longer. I live from a place of divine love, and I just said, I said to her, I said, yes, I am. I said, because the only thing I have to give is love, and I have love for everyone. And I said, and I put my arms out, and I hugged her, and I said, and that includes you, even though you don't agree with me. And she walked out of the room. I mean, I don't know what she's going to do with it. She may have tossed the movie into the trash. But it didn't make any difference to me, because I was recognizing something in myself, that regardless of what somebody else brings to me, in the form of disagreement and anger, you know, prejudice, judgment, condemnation, all of these kinds of things that I oppose, I was able in that moment spontaneously to be able to give love instead of a lecture or instead of being angry at them and so on. And I've always believed that no one else can bring you down because of their contrary opinions or how they believe or their attitudes or their prejudices and so on. That isn't what makes lower energy cannot take higher energy and bring it down. The only reason that you are down and upset and hurt and depressed and so on when these things happen is because you leave your elevated place of love and join them and get upset with them for not being the way you are.
And
once you understand that they are not the reason for your being upset, boom, you just make a complete shift. That's what Wishes Fulfilled is really all about. It's about placing into your imagination what it is, the kind of life you want to imagine yourself to have, the kind of person you imagine yourself to be, and then assuming the feeling of that and living from that place till it becomes so ingrained in who you are that nothing can bring you down. Not only can nothing bring you down, but you find yourself, when you are in those kinds of circumstances, elevating other people and making them less prejudiced and less hateful and less angry and less depressed and so
on.
That's
when you know you've really learned it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. When you start, when you live it and you're able to send love in the places where... And I think all of those people out there who are angry and who are upset and who are, you think, are bringing you down, they're angels. They're just angels in disguise. They're your greatest teacher, you know. And your greatest teacher is the one that shows you where you have growth yet to come. And
how you can use it. That's what I love about what you talk about, is that your message is really fairly simple, but it's the practical application of it that takes practice. It's when you get stuck in this place where this particular person, Maggie from Houston, does not know how to stop smoking cigarettes. She said she hates herself for it. She makes herself angry and sick and disgusted. And she says on here, "I am serious. This is not a joke." She wants help, but she doesn't know how to get out of her own way to help herself. And I get that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's who is it? What's her name?
Her name is Mary.
Mary, it's such a simple thing. No, you know, you're listening to a man who's had many addictions. I was a smoker when I grew up. I lived in a world where everybody smoked. I mean, all of my brothers did, and everywhere I went, people smoked. I've done drugs. I got myself. I haven't had alcohol in 25 years, so I've overcome that kind of thing. And sugar was something that I was very, very much finding myself addicted to, and so on, and all of those things. And the only way that you overcome any addiction, the only way, is through a process called cold turkey. Because ultimately, in the end, you know, you can get patches and you can get someone to help you and you can go to, you know, but the ultimate way that you quit smoking is you stop putting cigarettes in your mouth, one cigarette at a time.
So that
and
is how, you
just
know.
Make that conscious decision that this is who I, what I'm going to do, and that I am not my body. And so I begin to become, I create a new reward system. The reward system that you have now for when you have a temptation, you know, or a craving for something called nicotine, how you reward yourself for that craving is to give yourself a cigarette, which is a self-punitive thing that's going to kill you. It definitely is going to kill you. So if you don't want to live, then you continue making that decision. Now, if you want to reverse that system around, you don't need to go to a therapist. You don't need to get patches. You don't need to, you know, you don't need to take Shantex. You don't need to do any of that. What you need to do is start rewarding yourself for being the divine, strong person that you really are. And every time that you have a craving for a cigarette, instead of rewarding yourself with something that's going to kill you, you reward yourself with a pat on the back and say, "Look at you. There you go again. Look at how strong you are. You are stronger than any cigarette," and so on. And you just create a new reward system. And as you do that, it gets simpler and simpler and simpler. I know that. I've got a daughter right now who smoked since she was the only one of my kids that ever smoked, and she started smoking when she was about 14 or 15, and she's 28 now, but she's now in her third week of this, and she made up her mind that she was no longer going to be in a place in her life where something external to herself was stronger than she was, that she was God, that she had God within her, and she was going to rely upon that. And that's how you overcome addictions. And there's no other way. You stop putting cigarettes in your mouth one moment at a time and don't tell yourself that this is difficult.
That's
right now, Lisa, I don't know if you know it, I'm in the midst of a cleanse. We talked about it on the weekend.
Yeah, you told me Friday. So,
yeah, I'm doing a master cleanse.
Amazing.
I'm training myself to be stronger than I ever thought that I was before. You know, because and it's really an opportunity for me to see if I can live at a God consciousness. Because fasting is one of the things that I'm practicing more and more in my life. Now I'm going to do a 10-day fast, but
Wow.
What happens is we train ourselves, we train the inner cells of our body by saying that I'm going to give you food and I'm going to give you too much food. And it's why, I don't know if you saw the USA article in the paper the other day, that by the year 2030, the year I turn 90.
You're middle-aged 90.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We will, 42% of the American population will be chronically obese.
Oh, my God, almost 50%.
In 2030,
wow.
that's less than 20 years from now. That means almost one out of every two people will be chronically obese. And
wow.
One of the things that we do is we don't understand that this body of ours is controlled by the thoughts that we have within it. And so are the organs inside of us. And so this is true of smoking, of quitting smoking as well. That inside of us are these organs. It's our stomach and our digestive tract and our colon and all of these things. And these cells get told all the time, I'm going to give you food. I'm going to give you food. I'm going to give you more food. I'm going to give you more food than you need. And it's going to ferment and it's going to rot inside and it's going to stay in there. But if you start training the cells of your body, your stomach and so on, you start training it to not depend upon something external to itself, your cells start to get lazy inside. You want to get those cells acting strong. And so, fasting and this, Mary, is one of the great challenges of your life. And you don't need help with this. All you need is to recognize that who you are is God. Who you are is connected to the divine source that can handle anything, and just do it from there.
You have such a beautiful intention when you say that word, all you are is God, and those two little words, I am, mean so much. And there's a, if you click on the website here, I forgot to tell you guys where to go for this call. If you go to theawareshow.com/Dyer, D-Y-E-R, theawareshow.com/Dyer, you will see there your hub for everywhere to go. This is your portal into all things the aware life. It's going to, you obviously already figured out how to ask questions, which I'm asking as we go along through the call. There's an enormous offer here that we worked really closely with Wayne and Hay House with over the weekend to perfect and make just completely available for you guys. Wayne Dyer has been all over PBS offering the special and QVC, and just because of our relationship with Hay House and with Wayne, this was deeply discounted. And if you're looking for a way to stay inspired, to get the information, there's so much in this particular package. We'll go over it in just a minute. But if you click on the special offer there at theawareshow.com/Dyer, you'll see what that is. It's an amazing discount. There's a little book in there called I Am. Well, it's one of your children's book, to make it simple. But how do we use that book or that word, those words, I am, to get over depression?
Well, very important, and that's a big part of this entire project. And I've got that in front of me right now on my iPad, so I'm looking at this amazing offer that you're giving.
You're usually not connected on those things.
I know. They said, Dad, 21st century, come on, get with it. So they got me one, and now they've trained me.
Good for you.
But, it's a wonderful, wonderful offer with both of those books. And those Experiencing the Miraculous is an amazing, amazing four DVDs.
What happened there in that four DVD set, Experience the Miraculous? What is that?
Yeah. That was, I took 162 people to Lourdes and Medjugorje and Assisi and lectured in each one of them. We filmed every single one of the lectures and the entire trip. And if you've never got a chance to get to go to those divine places, we show you the miracles that took place there. And it was just an amazing, amazing
trip. That was the
trip.
Last time you ever
filmed every
do,
bit of it, yeah.
That was the last time you were going to do that trip, right?
Pardon?
That was the last time you'll ever do that trip, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I won't be going back. I've been to Assisi three times and Lourdes twice, and that was my first time at Medjugorje. And we also have a seminar in there, and we have the meditation. I mean, anyway, you're asking about the words I am, and they're a very big part of this entire process of understanding that, you know, when God spoke to Moses in the Torah, in the book, second book of the Torah, in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, and Moses has sort of been assigned as the special person to go and free his people. And he says, you know, you're telling me to go free these people, but who are you? Who is this that's talking to me? And God says to him, and the only place he gives his name, he said, my name is I Am That I Am, and this shall be my name for all future generations. It's the holy name. I Am That I Am. So every time you use the words I am, you're really using the name of God as reported in the most ancient spiritual text extant on the planet today. And in the Old Testament, it also says, you know, let the weak man say, I am strong. And so for the woman, Mary, who was asking about how do I quit smoking, one of the things that you say is that I am addiction free. I am a non-smoker. You just say it. Even if your body and you even see yourself smoking, you still make the declaration, I am that, because everything that now exists was once first imagined, which means that everything that is going to exist in the future must first be imagined. Your imagination is really your preview of your life's coming attractions. And if you place into your imagination, not I hope I can speak, when, you know, Moses didn't hear from God, my name is, I hope things work out for you. He said, my name is, I am that. I am all things. And so every time you say the word I am, and you say it, I am depressed, I am sad, I am poor, I am unhappy, I am discontent, you know, I am unlucky. Anytime you use the words I am, you're using the name of God. And it's not possible for God to say I am depressed or I am sad or I am hurt or I am weak. He says, you know, you say the words I am, you're using the holy name of God. And that's your highest self, the highest place within you. Is not this body that you're in. How many bodies have you been in, for God's sake, since you showed up on this planet? And you know, I was in this 20-year-old body, and that was 50 years ago. I believed that's who I was, you know, and now I'm right. In a 72-year-old body, and I believe this is who I am. And the I am, just continues to occupy more and more and more bodies. And that is real. The part of me that's real is the part of me that just simply never changes. The I am never changes. It's birthless, it's deathless, it's infinite. Live from that place and begin to place into your imagination these kinds of statements, and then assume the feeling of that. And that's all explained in so many of these products that are offered here in this wonderful package you put together.
That's why the offer is so great, because you get constant reminders. There's a woman who just typed in something which I thought was very profound. She said, this is Debbie from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. She said, I am on antidepressants. And when you say something like that, does that then cancel out the presence of your divine and confirm the negative?
Yes, it does. And so what you want to do is place into your imagination. Remember now, Debbie, your imagination is yours. No one can have access to your imagination. It is strictly something. No one can tell you what to place in there. It's strictly yours. And you're allowed to say something in there. Here's the problem. You have come to a set of beliefs that tell you that reality is determined by what your senses tell you. And your senses are what you see and what you touch and what you feel and what you smell. This is what your senses tell you. And you look at you look at that bottle of pills that you take, and you look at yourself and you observe it, and you see them and you smell them and you touch them, and you say, this is my reality. But in your imagination, which is where all changes are going to take place, you can see something. You can say something very different. You can say, I am not depressed. I am content. I am happy. I am free of all addictions. I am free of all medications. You can just say that. Even if your body continues to take them and so on, you can begin to say to yourself, I am free of the need for all prescriptions. I am free of, I am not depressed. I am content. And eventually, as you begin to do this, and then you assume the feeling of that wish fulfilled, all of this I explain pretty carefully in these books and in the seminar. Once you begin to experience the feeling of that within your own body, you'll start acting upon that, and ultimately, you know, you'll start retraining your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is the part of you that believes that your reality is dictated by what you see with your senses, and you can change that. You can shift that around. One of the most important things you can do is tonight, before you go to bed tonight, in the last 5 minutes that you are awake, is to place into your review, into your whatever you've placed into your imagination. In other words, don't use the last 5 minutes before you're about to enter into your subconscious mind and marinate there for the full next 8 hours.
Mm.
Don't use that to go over all the things that are wrong, all the things
right.
that make you depressed, all the reasons why you have to continue taking these medications. Instead, use the last 5 minutes that you have as you're about to enter into your subconscious mind and marinate there to go over everything you've placed into your imagination. I am content. I am free of all medications. I am able to handle anything that comes my way. I am a happy person. I am fulfilled. I am love. I am kindness. And just use, you know, begin reprogramming your subconscious mind. Now, when you awaken, your subconscious mind can't make a distinction between what's going on that you see with your senses or what you've placed into your imagination with your mind. And so it will then begin to align with the universal subconscious mind, which will line you up with whatever you've got in your imagination. If you're looking for things to go wrong, if your belief is that this is a world that doesn't support you and makes you depressed and unhappy, then you'll align yourself with that, because when you change the way you look at things, truly, the things you look at change.
Oh, I love that phrase.
If your imagination has been placed on a new intention, which is, I am free of the need for these antidepressants, and you begin to tell yourself this, ultimately, they will no longer be something that you'll feel or have a need for in your life.
Say that again. When you change the way you look at things,
the things you look at change.
Yeah.
I mean, that isn't just, by the way, that isn't just a clever play on words. That's that's a quantum truth. I mean, if you look at
yes.
quantum physics, I mean, you've interviewed enough people on quantum physics to know that, you know, that as Deepak often says, that quantum physics is not only stranger than you think it is, it's stranger than you can think.
That's true. I was actually just spent some time with Fred Allen Wolf, and he looked and he broke down the vibrational frequency of the words, I am that I am, the Hebrew phrase, and showed the physical manifestations that vibrate from those words could form that of the frequency of a table. So as you
if you look at what in your package that you have before you look at the thing that's called the I Am Wishes Fulfilled Meditation.
Aha. That's
those
right.
two
yes.
tracks. There's three tracks in there. The first track in there is my explaining how this works. The second and third tracks are the actual sounds equated with the correlated with the letters from the original Hebrew which say I am that I am. And they have somehow, through Jonathan Goldman, through his sound work, has been able to say this letter corresponds to this sound. They've reproduced those sounds, and those two tracks are the exact sound of the name of God, of God speaking. That's the sound that I meditate to every single morning and every single evening before I go to bed. It's a very, very powerful meditation.
Very powerful. This is what's in this special offer, and if you go to theawareshow.com/Dyer and you click on the special offer, that is what's in the offer, is that meditation. It's all about getting these practical tools into your hands. And of course, Wayne Dyer has been teaching for over, I would say, 40 years now, Wayne,
mm-hmm.
this content.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And been all over the world and all over national television so far this year with the PBS specials and QVC and everything that you've done. But I love that you're getting these tools into people's hands to make what they want to create for their lives practical. What I see mostly here is people are trying to get out of pain, but what I don't see is what they want. What they want. And I want, if you guys are with me here, I've got over, you know, almost 3,000 people now, okay, Wayne, that we're talking to on this call. I want you to start typing in what you want, because this is not a chance. We don't get this chance throughout our day. I want you to send me maybe one or two sentences there. I want blah, blah, blah. My intention is blah, blah, blah. I want you to put it in writing. I'm going to read a few of these on the call because I want you to physically put this in writing. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Let's work on these sentences while we're on this call here. There's a question box there at theawareshow.com/Dyer. There's a question section there. And what's a good way for them to write it, Wayne? My intention is?
I say at the top of the page, just write the word that, THAT.
Yeah.
Just write that word that, because when you're looking at what God said his name was to Moses in the Torah, in the Old Testament. It's I am that I am. And I always say, we just need to put a comma after that.
Really?
So you put the word that there at the top of the page.
Okay.
Now that means God is saying, I am that. That means that whatever it is that you would like to attract into your life, you're going to call it that. So if it's you'd like to have a certain job, if you'd like to have a healing of your body, you know, it's like I would like to be. I've done this with my diagnosis of leukemia. You know, my under that for me is, you know, I am perfect health. You can make it, you know, I am in a divine relationship. I am attracting finances into my life. Whether it's a job that you want to get, whatever it might be, you become that. Then as you do your meditation, as you play the second and third track on that CD, what you're doing is you're hearing these sounds, which are the sounds that are basically equated with what those ancient Hebrew letters mean. And you are saying, when you say I am on the in-breath, you know, it means it's coming from God. I am that, and that in your mind is whatever you've placed on that piece of paper. You know, I am that, and on your out-breath, it's going back to God. I am that, I am. And that's all you have to do. That continuous, as I say, it's James Twyman called this in his book, The Moses Code, the most powerful meditation technique in the history of humanity. And to have it accompanied by the exact sounds from these sound engineers who are able to replicate these sounds. How they do it, I have no idea, but it's a magical sound.
Amazing.
When I asked my children to meditate with me, they didn't want to do it, and I sat down and I put that on. And all you have to do is go on the on Amazon and pull that thing up, and you'll see. Look at some of the reviews of what the people who listen to that sound is. It's the most magical sound. Every time I get a massage every 3 days, and I always play. I have that playing throughout the entire massage.
Oh, what a great idea! Oh my God!
I just repeat. I am that I am. I am perfect health. I am content. I am fulfilled. I am, I am happy. I am wealthy. I am kind. I am love. I am God. And as you begin to do this, then that, the word that, becomes what it is that you're just seeing it as already an accomplished fact. Because in order to make a future dream a present fact, you just have to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. You just have to feel that within your body and continuously feel that until ultimately you connect with the subconscious mind, the universal subconscious mind, or what we call God, or the Tao, or spirit, or divine mind, and it aligns with you, and you begin to change the way you look at things. And the things you look at change. I often tell the story of, and it's a true story. It happened to me years ago when I was in Fort Lauderdale, and I used to walk the beach every single day. Mm. And I had just done the Johnny Carson show, which I used to do on a regular basis.
Wow.
37 times back in the 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And walking, you know, and so I'd come back. I'd fly from Florida all the way to California to Burbank, do the Tonight Show, and then fly back. And people would see me. I'd be walking on the beach the next morning, you know, because I would fly the red eye back. And this happened to me, literally happened to me. A woman stopped me while I was walking along the beach. I was walking north towards Pompano Beach, and a woman stopped me, and she said, I understand you live down here in South Florida. She said, what are the people like here? And I said, where are you from? And she said, well, I'm from New York, New Jersey. And I said, well, what are the people like up there in New Jersey? She said, that's what I want. That's why I want to get away. She said, they're so rude and they're not very kind, and then nobody stops to help each other, and it's just everybody's just in a hurry, and I just don't like it here. I just don't like the people here. And I said, well, I said, that's pretty much what you'll see down here in South Florida. And so on the way back, I was walking back, and another a couple stopped me, and they said, you live down here. We're moving down here. We're just down here looking for a place. She said, what are the people like down here? I said, well, where are you from? And she said, well, we're from the Midwest. We're from Chicago. And I said, well, what are the people like in Chicago? And she said, the couple said to me, well, you know, that's the Midwest. We don't even have to lock our doors. People are friendly. Everybody wants to help each other. And I just wondered what they're like here in Florida. I said, you're going to pretty much find the same thing here in Florida. And, you know, it's like, and I tell that story. I've told that story. It was an absolutely true story that when you change the way you look at things,
the things
you look at change. If you're coming to a place and you're expecting people to be unhappy, to be miserable, to be unkind, to be thoughtless and so on, you're going to find that. If you expect people to be kind and gentle and loving and helpful and neighborly and so on, you're going to find that. That's true not just in where you live, but it's true of everything in your life. In quantum physics, what we know, what we truly know, is that the way that you observe an object changes the object that you're observing. When they do these quantum physics experiments and they take these subatomic particles called quarks and they have certain people observe them in a certain way, and then when somebody else comes along and observes them in a different way, they change what it is that they are looking at.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
The observer changes the particles. And how they formulate in their life, so that's how powerful your thoughts are.
That is amazing. The questions that are coming through here are absolutely phenomenal. That I want peace, balance, abundance, to be the best mommy I can for my little ones. That I am financially free. I am creating laughter in the world. That comes from the Netherlands. That I would like peace and contentment in the choices I make and the relationships I form. That comes from California. They're flooding in. That courage, love, and abundance, unlimited energy, an amazing cancer healing coach. A lot of people here on that, I am cancer free. Is that?
I am cancer free. I state it all the time. I don't go to the oncologist anymore. I don't have my blood test. I don't have my white blood count checked. I don't participate in that any longer. I'm not telling anybody out there not to or to do it my way, but you're just interviewing me. And so I'm just telling you how I've done it. I've been diagnosed with leukemia. With chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and been told that it's incurable, and yet I attracted someone called John of God, who you know about this healing that I had from this person, and he came into my life, and so many other great and divine people have showed up in my life, and I started believing everything that they told me, that you're going to be more fatigued, your body's going to start bruising, you're going to have night sweats, you're going to it's going to be exhausting. You have to stop doing yoga because, you know, you're not supposed to overheat your body. You have to eat every 3 hours. It's an endless thing that I'm supposed to believe in. And basically, they all come from a place called fear, which is what Anita talks about. About 11 months after that diagnosis, I had an encounter with John of God down in Brazil and, again, up in upstate New York in person with him. And he told me that I am well, and that I had this healing. I write about it in depth. We don't have time here now because it would take the rest of this show and a few more hours to go into all that happened. I've talked to you about them. You know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And and since that time, I've gone back to yoga. In fact, I actually had a voice. I heard an absolute voice say, "You don't have to avoid doing yoga. Go back." And after 11 months, I went back, and I'm now doing yoga four or five times a week, in 90-minute yoga classes, swimming every single day, walking long periods all the time, meditating, working at a higher level, giving better talks, writing more clarity in my life, and I've basically what these entities did when they entered into my body is they took away the fear. The fear wasn't something that was real conscious on my part. I wasn't going around saying, "Oh my God, I've got leukemia, I'm going to die, and poor me, and isn't that..." I wasn't doing that, but it was like a subconscious. You hear the word leukemia, and the first thing you think of is, this is a deadly disease, it's cancer of the blood, it's all of the fears that we have around it. And somehow what these entities were able to do when they entered into my life through John of God is take away the fear and replace it with love. And as you know, Lisa, the Course in Miracles says it very clearly. There's only two emotional reactions to everything. There's either fear or love. And everything that is love cannot be fear. And everything that is fear cannot be love. And I had sort of a divine love placed into my consciousness. And that's what I've been living from ever since that time. And my body just feels like it's healed. So many things that were not working in my body have changed. And I just turned 72, and my body's working better than it did 30 years ago.
It's your state of mind. It's what happens between your ears and then emanates beyond that. It's so amazing to watch what you have been able to do. I remember you were on, I think you were on Oprah's Life Class maybe a month ago, and then she went to go visit John of God as well, right?
She did. She She flew down to Abadjania down in Brazil, and she went to see for herself. And I had a friend that just went down there who had a very, very serious illness. And as a matter of fact, my friend, you know her, Debbie Ford, was with me when we were up seeing John of God in because she writes about this, and I wrote about it she's got a new book out called Courage, and I wrote the foreword to her book, and she was up there with me, and she had the same kind of surgery that I had, this spiritual surgery, and she's starting to heal, and she's doing better and better and better, and she had some very, very serious cancer throughout her, very rare kind of cancer. And her energy is higher than it's ever been. I just got a beautiful email from her just a few days ago.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. The stories that Wayne talked about about John of God are in the, I have to tell people, in that special offer that is on there. There is 5 of my interviews with Wayne Dyer on the radio show, and you talked about the watch and how it's stopped and all that stuff
is
on there.
Is that a part of this offer as well?
We did. We threw that in there just to make it a super sweet offer for people. It's a bonus just for purchasing the special offer of my 5 favorite interviews with you from the radio show. And
oh my goodness, that's enormous. That's about 7 or 8 hours of
exactly. Totally. This is
amazing. I hope you all take advantage of this. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I can't even get them for that price myself. So.
No. Well, it's
but
also,
I haven't even heard those interviews. I understand we're going to put them out as a product in the future.
There's
really
other interviews we're putting out as a product. These are the radio show ones we're putting. Wayne and I are going to have our own CD series in
oh
September.
My God, we're partners now. Does that mean does that mean we have to travel together and
darn?
Do I have to do what you tell me now? And
I love you so much, and I am
I
so deeply
too.
Grateful for you and just everything that you've represented in my life as my mentor and as my friend and as my past life. Amazing person.
That story, I mean, we're just sort of skirting around it because there's not enough time here, but that story was truly one of the most magnificent things that has ever happened to me in my life, and one of the most astonishing revelations. I go through it pretty much in depth in that interview, but I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing experience where you stop believing in what your senses tell you and start knowing what Jesus said. It's really true that with God, if you saw the Oprah interview, we talked about this with God, because she said, well, you know, you can't, there's certain things that you can't do. I said, Oprah, it says right here in the New Testament, with God, all things are possible. Now, you tell me what all things are possible leaves out. And she said, it leaves nothing out. I said, so then we don't need to have these kinds of ideas that, yes, that I can't be healed from that. And if you look at Anita Murjani in the book that's also a part of this offer, which is, I always tell everyone, if you don't read anything the rest of this year, make sure that's one book that you read this year, Dying to Be Me. It's one of the most profound books that I've ever, ever laid eyes on. And I'm proud to have written the foreword. And this was a woman who had... end stage lymphoma. She was down to 82 pounds. She was. They were waiting for her to take her last breath. She had tumors throughout her entire body, and they had written right in her medical records, this will be her last night. And she had a near-death experience and was told she could re-enter her body. And she had a very important lesson to come back and teach us, that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to accomplish anything. You don't have to be anything that anybody else has assigned to you to be. All you have to do is treasure your magnificence and recognize that who you are is connected to a divine source. Who you are is God. Stay in that realization that your highest, highest self is really a piece of... You know, I was sitting at a table the other day, and I was talking to someone, and I said to this woman, if you really want to understand God and how it works, I said, put your hand on the table. So just imagine putting your hand on the table and spreading your fingers out and then covering up the hand except for the fingers. Okay, can you get a picture of that? So you take a napkin and you just cover up the hand part, but you have all 5 fingers, 4 fingers and the thumb exposed. Now you look at each one of these 5 fingers, And you see that, you know, the one I'm looking at the far left that I'm looking at in my left hand is smaller than all the rest of them. It's got a little callus on it. It's got a nail that's different than the others. The next finger has got its own little uniqueness itself. The middle finger is longer than all the rest of them, and the nail on that has got a spot on it. The next finger, my forefinger, it's got a little mole on it, and it's different than the others, and of course the thumb. And each one of these fingers is unique and separate and distinct and has their own identification and so on. Now, you pull the napkin away, and you realize that each one of these fingers is an individualized expression of the hand. The hand represents God. That all of us, each and every one of us, are individual. Yes, we have our own appearance. Yes, we have our own characteristics, our own personalities. But we are all connected to this thing that is moving all of that about. So that God is really, God isn't in how tall you are or what sex you are or, you know, what your accomplishments are, what your personality is. God is the individualized part of you. You're an expression of this. And if you don't stay connected to that, each one of these fingers, if I were to cut off one of these fingers and say, okay, I just want to be separate from the rest of you, and I put it over there, the finger it'll just dry up and die. Obviously, it has to stay connected to its source, and that's what we have the capacity to do, is to stay as individualized expressions of God, stay connected to it, but recognize our own uniqueness and our own individuality, but know that the thing that's moving these fingers or moving our lives, moving us about, is something that's bigger than each one of the individual fingers that we call ourselves or our personality.
So that's perfect intuition, because there are a lot of questions coming in asking about being disconnected, feeling disconnected from their inner life versus the outer life and what's going on in terms of this crisis point and our environmental crisis. Well, we hear a lot about this being a critical time in history, and I've heard this a lot from a lot of other guests, but I also know that it starts from within. What can you recommend to the people who feel that their inner life and their outer life are complete opposites?
Yeah, I wrote a book about this years ago. It's called Being in Balance. And, you know, I took like 9 principles of ways that we find ourselves out of balance. This is what, what we call incongruity. That we have, we're not congruent. We're not congruent with, you know, we have our thoughts and we know that we are divine pieces of God. We know that we're individualized expressions of God. We know that inside of us, and it's not so much inside of us, but around us and everywhere, is this invisibleness, this interiority, I call it, our interior, the part that is birthless and deathless and changeless that you can't touch, you can't see, you can't get a hold of. It's beyond the senses. And we know that. It's the part of you, all of you out there listening right now, it's the part of you that's hearing this. You can't get a hold of these thoughts and even these sounds. You can't see them, you can't touch them. But you know that they're very much real, all of this. So, and then we have all of this other stuff that we've been imposed upon. Look, when you were born, Lisa, you weren't born, Lisa, what was your maiden name?
Gar is my maiden
name.
Oh,
it was Gar, okay.
Yeah.
So you weren't born Lisa Gar. And I wasn't born Wayne Dyer, and all of you out there with whatever name you have, you weren't born that name. You weren't born Mary or Joe or Georgette or whatever. You were just born. And Lisa Gar was imposed upon you by something external to yourself.
Amen.
Not only was that imposed upon you, but all of the beliefs that you have about who you are, all of this stuff was imposed upon you. But the fact is that you were just born. And you didn't need any labels, but as the great Danish theologian, Soren Kierkegaard said, that once you label me, you negate me. You put a label on yourself. You say, I was born a woman. I was born a man. I was born Irish. I was born Jewish. You weren't born any of those things. You were just born. And you bought into all of these things. So, your incongruity, your feeling of disconnection comes from buying into all of these labels that have been just laid on you and handed to you as a result of where you were born, or what family you were born into, or what belief systems were handed to you, and so on. And you start to believe in all of those. But the fact is that who you are, as I've said it so many times, you're not a human being having a spiritual experience. It's the other way around. You are an infinite spiritual being having a temporary human experience. And I found it very interesting. I was watching the news the other night, and there was a man on who just had graduated from Columbia University, and he was 55 years old. And he was in Yugoslavia back to when they had all of the problems with Kosovo and Serbia, and the war was going on back there during the Clinton administration. And he was just told one day that they gave him a gun and they said, now all of those people who are your neighbors and who live over here are the people that you're supposed to go kill. And he just simply couldn't bring it upon himself, even though they said that this is your patriotic duty to go kill all of these people. He said just couldn't bring himself to do it. And he emigrated. He got himself a visa, came to the United States, and he went to Colombia as a janitor. But the reason he took this janitor's job is so that because they gave him 14 free credits, you know, towards a degree, and he would just take one course at a time while he was doing the janitorial work there. And now, at the age of 55, he said, I had just put the guns down, I'd put all of those beliefs down, I'd put the idea that I was a Yugoslav and that people who were from Serbia were people I was supposed to be killing and so on, and I'm supposed to be angry at. And I just decided instead to get an education and to get myself a degree. And it's like, you have to do that. You have to just sweep out all of these labels and all of this stuff that you've had. And if we could do that, if we could do that as a people and, get rid of our personal history and all of the stuff that we believe is what dictates what we can be and what we can't be and what reality is, just get rid of all of that and just see ourselves as my great friend, I think of her as a friend, even though I've never met her. Her name is Mary Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the great poet out in Cape Cod. And, she wrote Wild Geese and so many great poems. But she, they asked her, what was her secret for living? If you want to be a self-actualized person, she said just three simple things. She said, number one, pay attention. So it's like, just go through life and just start noticing. She said, number two, be astonished. Just be astonished. Just be in a state of awe and bewilderment about everything. Like Rumi said, sell your cleverness and just purchase bewilderment. Just be in a state of awe. Notice and be in a state of awe and share with other people. Just that's the third one. Share it with other people. Practice those three things. Pay attention, be astonished, and share it with other people.
That's nice.
And everything that you could ever want for yourself, you'll see manifesting and showing up right before your eyes.
Well, that's one of the things that we're doing today is we're offering, as you mentioned, that man before got an education. And one of the things that shows up for me with you is you are offering us different ways of thinking, and that's what an education gives you. Now, these types of books and CDs and DVDs are an education for life. These are ways where you learn life skills, how to deal with the judgment of others, how to recognize the love in yourself and then see it in others, how to not be the effect of what other people think of you. We started off the call talking about this. Nobody can make you feel anything. You are responsible for the way that you feel and show up. This is how you get to that space of setting the intentions. And the offer here, first of all, I want to mention that this offer is exclusive to the Aware Show. This is not offered anywhere else. This was put up on national television for twice the amount. It's less than 50% discounted here, so this is exclusive in terms of the discounted price. And also, we've thrown in the recordings from the Aware Show that we've done on the radio here in KPFK with Wayne Dyer for the past 5 years. So that is also incredible material. And there's so if you go to theawareshow.com/Dyer, and just for purchasing that, there is, and for staying on the call here, there are thank you gifts on there for you as well. Just for being on the call, there's thank you gifts. There's also, now I want to mention that this offer does go away in a very limited amount of time. So it's only up there for a few days and then it disappears. And so I want you all to know that because we don't want to be in conflict with the where this offer is offered everywhere else at full price. So just because of our relationship with Hay House and with Wayne, we've been able to deeply discount this for you for a limited amount of time. It does need to go away, but I wanted to have the chance to offer this to the Aware Show listeners because you have all been so incredibly dedicated for so many years and listening to these shows. and you know and you trust what we say comes through. What and there's some of these are physical books and DVDs and CDs and
I can run through what that is real quickly if you like. I mean,
yeah, if you want. Yeah, that'd be great.
The Wish is Fulfilled, which was the number 2 New York Times best-selling book, and it, which is you know out there now. It's a book that retails at $25.
Nice.
Dying to Be Me, which is you know, a book that I've spoken about. If you only read one book the rest of this year, make sure that that's the one. It's a really life-changing book, especially for any of you who are dealing with death, and all of us are, at one time or another are dealing with someone close to us dying. I always say when you go to a funeral, you never know quite what to say. There's always those that uncomfortable. You don't have to say anything. Just give them a copy of this and know that the person who has departed is in the arms of God, as reported by someone who was dying and came back. Then there's Experiencing the Miraculous, which is actually four DVDs, four films, and it's a spiritual trip of that we took to Assisi and Lourdes and Medjugorje, where these divine spiritual places on our planet where miracles have taken place, and so many of them took place on that trip, Assisi especially. And then there's a seminar which people that, by the way, retails at $70. And then there's the Secrets of Manifesting, which is a seminar that we held here on Maui that took two full days. We recorded every single bit of it. I think that retails at $65, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And then the I Am Wishes Fulfilled meditation, which is the meditation we were speaking about earlier, the actual sounds associated with the words I am that I am, and how to meditate to that. And then the children's book, to get this message across to young people as well.
Nice.
All of that, all of the retail on all of that is more than double what it is that you're offering it for. So
cool.
That's what the package is. It's a wonderful package, and on PBS, you know that it goes for a whole lot more than that. So.
And also, if you look at the other offer, there's two offers on there. The other one offers all that you see in the first offer, and then you get a pass to the I Can Do It conference, which is Wayne speaking live in person for a 3-hour lecture, which is long. That's amazing.
It goes fast.
I know. It's great. I mean,
yeah.
That's extra long than I've ever actually seen you speak. And then there's an autographed copy of the book. And there also you get a USB keynote of all the keynote speeches from the I Can Do It conference. It's also on there. And so that's the second offer there. It throws in the ticket for the event and the USB key. So that's also a hugely discounted offer. All this is here for you to be able to get this just by listening to these calls. And by the way, we do want to go take a few live calls here with Dr. Dyer. I know we're running out of time, but if you just raise your hand on the call in here, if you just raise your hand, I'll call on you by the city and state that your phone is registered in. You can ask a question to Dr. Wayne Dyer live. We actually are running out of time to do that, and I mentioned that there's a huge announcement that Dr. Dyer, you have been so awesome. You're donating your time on Friday for a whole live Q&A call for a little like over an hour of just
right.
answering people's questions, right?
Yes, this coming Friday. Yeah, I love doing that. I just
okay.
love it. Yes, definitely. This coming Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm giving up my yoga class.
Yes, thank you.
I'd be happy to do that. And we'll just take calls and try to respond individually to people. It'd be great.
I wanted to get to some calls today, but we have on Friday, it's a 1 o'clock Pacific time, 10 a.m. in Hawaii. We'll send out an email, your time zone. Wayne is going to be taking your questions for a solid hour of just going to calls and answering questions. So definitely join us for that as well, because there's a rare opportunity to be able to speak with Wayne live and in person. So he has donated his time on Friday to be able to get to you all and your questions. In the meantime, if you go there, if you go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Dyer, you will be able to see the special offers that we're talking about there. Everything is listed. And then you can get deeper into the study here of the I Am discourse, which, of course, Wayne writes about there, and the manifestations, the meditations. These are all tools for taking that intention that you said at the beginning of this call and bringing it into present time. Also, for getting clear around your intention, because it might have shifted throughout this call. As I saw you all set in and beautifully state your that phrases, which were really, really awesome. People got an opportunity to do that. You really have lit up so many people on this call. Do you mind if we take a few callers?
No, that's fine.
What we're going to hear, I don't remember how to do this. We've got in Ontario, Canada. I think I've got this phone call lit up. Nope, I just disconnected. Sorry about that. Let's go to New York City, New York. Do you have a question for Dr. Wayne Dyer, my friend with the hand raised in New York City, New York? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Is that me?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through.
Oh.
You did.
What was your intention, my dear?
Oh, I am so thrilled to get through. Oh,
hi.
I love you both. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
I listen to you all the time. You're so inspirational to me. I am just recovering from breast cancer, and it's probably the best gift I ever had because it's really smacked me into reality. But, you know, I'm trying to find purpose, and I know you probably hear this all the time, and it's just I try to quiet myself, and that I'm having so much trouble doing that. It just meditating and just getting quiet and listening to where my guidance is. So I'm going to stop talking and let you talk.
Yeah, that's but this whole thing, this business of this cancer thing. Have you read Anita's book?
I haven't, but I saw your special with her on there. She's magnificent.
Oh, you've got to read her book. Get this offer, whatever you do, because there's two things on there right away that you need. One is her book, which I really want you to read right now.
Okay.
And also the meditation is on there. It's like when you hear these sounds that the I Am Wishes Fulfilled meditation, when you hear these sounds that were put together by Jonathan Goldman, you'll find yourself making it a whole lot easier for you to meditate. And don't tell yourself that it's difficult to meditate and that you can't get to that quiet place within you. And also that, you know, Anita speaks so brilliantly and beautifully about overcoming the fear, because so much of our cancer in our society, she believes that all cancer is caused by fear, that all, you know, all disease itself is caused by fear, because there's either fear and love, and if you're in love, it's not fear, and if you're in fear, it's not love. And we just hear the word. When I was told I had leukemia, instantly there's this jolt that goes into you, right? It's like, you know, what does this mean? This means a death sentence. This means, you know, that you know, all kinds of things that we need to be afraid of.
Right.
There's nothing for you to be afraid of. You've got to get into a very peaceful place and realize you came into this world exactly at the time you were supposed to, and you're going to leave this world exactly when you're called. And there's nothing that you can do about either one of those things except to decide that while you're here in this little parenthesis in eternity that is called your life, you can either be in a state of love and peace and kindness and start, you know, the peace that you want for yourself. Is it Mary? Is it, what is your, Debbie, is it?
Christine.
Christine,
the peace that you want, you know, the freedom that you want from all of these fears, want it more for somebody else in your own life,
yes.
Whether it's a husband or a children or a neighbor or,
yes.
or just want it more. Get yourself into a place of knowing that the good feeling that you have is the outpouring of love towards other things. It's like, because that's all you have to give away.
What do you mean?
You get to that place, you're going to find yourself healing and feeling a whole lot better.
So what's an example of that, if you don't mind, Christina? I mean,
sure.
Do you know what's an example of what you mean by want more for other people than what you
yeah,
want?
Yeah, instead of most of the time we think about ourselves all the time.
Right.
My body, and I've got this cancer, and I've got to overcome this, and I've got to go. Like, try to get your thoughts off of that and say to yourself, what I want is I want to feel healed. I want to feel whole. I want to feel peace. Want that for somebody in your life, particularly somebody that you may have had conflict with, maybe a parent or somebody like that, or a child or whatever. And or you know, I could give an example. I mean, I was in Atlanta just a few weeks ago at one of the I Can Do It conferences for Hay House, and I was walking along. We were going to a restaurant at the end of the day, and there was as we approached the street corner, there was a man. He was a black man who was all crippled up. It looked like he had some kind of like muscular dystrophy or something, so he's all bent over. And he lived on the street, and he couldn't speak either. He just had some kind of aphasic kind of, you know, speech impediment thing and so on. And he was dirty. He just, you know, he actually had bugs on him and on his clothes and so on. And there was about 10 of us who were walking by, and I looked at this man, and he looked at me, and I walked over, and my back was hurting at the moment. I'd been having this back issue, and, you know, with my leg and so on. And I walked over to this man, and I put my arms around him, and I reached into my pocket. I had a $20 bill in my pocket. That's all I had, and I put the $20 bill in his hand, and he managed to get it into his pocket. And then I put my arms around him, and I hugged him. And as I walked back to be with the other people that I was with, and a lot of the people were Hay House authors and so on, I looked back at the man, and he whispered the words. I mean, he couldn't speak, but he just said, thank you. I mean, he just was just like, thank you. And then he said, I love you.
Oh.
And he spoke. Oh my God. And I thought to myself, all he wanted was some kind of human contact. And the entire time that I was over there, that I spent with him, maybe 5 minutes, just, you know, and reaching out, and probably nobody would even touch this man. My back, there was no issue with my back. It stopped hurting and all of that because I was in the process of reaching out to someone. And I remember hearing Mother Teresa say in a radio studio that I was in Phoenix, Arizona, with my friend Pat McMahon. And Mother Teresa said to Pat, when he kept saying, is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do for you? And finally, she said, there is one thing you can do. She said, tomorrow morning, she said, get up at 4 a.m. and go out onto the streets of Phoenix and find someone who's living there who believes that he's alone, and you convince him that he's not. That's what you can do. And
wow.
That's what I mean by mm-hmm. getting out of your own self and reaching out to someone who is and giving love to in a place. I don't think it was the $20 that I gave to this man, although that was a lot of money for him, I'm sure.
Right.
I think it was the expression of love. It was my putting my arms around him and giving him human contact where people were just avoiding him. It was the great lesson of Saint Francis. It's a great lesson of Jesus. It's our lesson, and it's one of the ways that we heal not only ourselves but our planet as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear.
For your phone call. As I said, we're going to get to a full hour of calls on Friday because we didn't have a lot of time to get to them today, and Wayne so generously offered to spend a little over an hour with us on Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific. You'll receive an email about this, about getting your questions answered live on the phone with Wayne Dyer. I love how you've said in the past, Wayne, that your leukemia diagnosis is a part of your mission on this planet. And I got to tell you, I have never heard you so clear, so calm, so focused, so just uncluttered. Your voice is just so pure. It really is wonderful. It is so beautiful. I see only health in you when I look at you.
Yeah, I feel that way as well. It's just, but as I said to Chris, it's really about getting out of your own ego and just reaching out and just being an instrument of love. Mm-hmm. You know, the miser's love for his gold doesn't come from the gold. It comes from the outpouring of love toward the gold. And it's the outpouring of love towards others that gives us our peace, not what's out there that we think we need in order to bring peace to us. It's in finding a way to have an outpouring of love towards everything and everyone and stay steadfast in that. That's what divine love is.
That is the beauty of your teachings. I want to get to this one last caller because I accidentally cut him off last time, and then we'll take a break here. In, I think it's Guelph, Ontario, do you have a question for Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Thank you
Guelph.
So much for taking my call. It's Guelph. Good for you.
Guelph. All right.
Guelph. Not too many people know that.
Well, my mother was born in Hamilton, and my father was born in Ontario as well. So.
Guelph.
Oh, my God.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, Wayne, I love both of you, and I'm so blessed to be able to be talking to both of you right now. Thank you so much. My question for you, Dr. Dyer, is, when, you know, you're doing and listening and you're being the I am, and you have that, it's a subconscious, it almost feels like a subconscious sadness. How do you identify something like that? and when you've tried different things to heal it and it just doesn't go away.
Yeah, well, you know, sadness is just a choice. It's just the way that we have chosen to process things in our life, and what we what you you know the way to again the way to fulfill yourself with love is to go to that state of meditation to get, you know, Blaise Pascal, the great French philosopher and scientist, said that all of man's troubles stem from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. You know, you have everything in this world to be grateful for, and you know what I learned in reading the I Am discourses and studying them for putting in wishes fulfilled, is that Saint Germain said that the average person doesn't spend 15 minutes in a lifetime to just sit and be in a state of gratitude for their I Am presence that they are. For their very essence, not for what they have, not for what has come to them, not for their family, not for all of these things, but for just the very fact that my life has nothing to do with what this body is. My life is my connection to God, and to stay in a state of appreciation for that, and recognize that, you know, your highest self, the place within you. Have you read Wishes Fulfilled?
Oh my gosh, I'm halfway through it. It's absolutely beautiful.
That
your
third
first
chapter.
Book is it.
Yeah, that
third
chapter. I mean, I think that's what the scriptures really were teaching us, that all of us, mm-hmm. we really are gods. And when we recognize that within ourselves, that sadness doesn't become, it's not, there's absolutely no need for it any longer. Just supplant that sadness with love. Love for anything. Love for, like I'm looking out here right now, and in about 5 minutes I'm going to be out there in the ocean. A love mm-hmm. for that ocean and all those creatures that are swimming around out there, and these beautiful trees and this beautiful sunny day and the clouds and the grass and, it's like for everything and everyone. Just pay attention and be astonished and share it with other people, and you'll be living a self-actualized life.
Beautiful. Well, that is a thank you so much for your call. And
thank
again,
you.
Bye.
Thank you, dear. God
namaste
bless.
For both of you.
Namaste.
You too. Again, we'll take more calls on Friday, and watch your email for an announcement about that time. It's 1 o'clock Pacific. And so I just, in that place of gratitude, I want to just say thank you, and thank you to the listeners for your time, which I know is so valuable. But what you got out of this call was about that phrase, if you just put it into a really pretty little piece of paper and stick it on your refrigerator or your mirror, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Really look and study at that phrase that Dr. Wayne Dyer said, because it is so true, and it appeals to everything that you do in your life, and the I am that I am. There's so much here. And again, if you go to the website, theawareshow.com/Dyer, D-Y-E-R, this is a very limited time that the special offer will be there. It's all of these products from Dr. Wayne Dyer with practical use. You can take the I Am Wishes Fulfilled meditation CD, and as Wayne said, you could have more than 15 minutes of setting your intention. And in that frequency, with all of the, as he said, the quantum physics is explained about why it works, and then you get into the how. And, of course, his book is there, Wishes Fulfilled, the book that Anita did as well, Dying to Be Me. I have a friend who's in this very, very, just a fight with cancer, and she is doing an amazing job in her second round of chemo now. And she has a four-year-old little boy, and just to, you know, to be with her in this state, I'm going to give her your book, because I've been waiting to give her one thing when she's been in that place where she's ready for it, and that's the book that I'm going to give her. And she's ready now for this. So she's, you know, this is, and not only for those people, but anyone who wants to understand, learn what it means to really have the near-death experience that Anita talked about, I've also had as well, helps you understand what it means to create in a parallel universe. And all that is explained and more. So thank you so much, Wayne.
My pleasure. I'll see you on Friday.
I will see you on Friday. Go swimming.
I am. God bless you, dear. Love you.
Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I love you all listening. Thank you so much. And thank you to my amazing team, who is just absolutely incredible, that have made all of these things happen and made it easy for you to get on the calls and enjoy this hour. The replay is going to come up in about an hour after the call, so watch your email for the replay that's going to come up so you can listen to all of this all over again. Share it with your friends. Go get the package, the special offer. It comes to you from Hay House in the mail, 818, the website, theawareshow.com/Dyer, D-Y-E-R. I just want to say thank you, and your wishes and your intentions are fulfilled. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware. Mm-hmm.